guys, and thank you for joining again for another episode of the Inscripted Adults podcast. This is the second episode, and I really fought my way into making this one because it's really cold right now in Spain. But once I found myself writing, it went so smooth. And it went long as well that I had to stop myself from making it longer than 30 minutes because I don't want it to be longer than this because I have other episodes which are gonna be longer, but not this one. So today's subject is a really intimate, rich subject that is important to each and every one of us, because I haven't seen or heard or read about a person who has successfully and peacefully spent their whole life without having a friend or keeping one till the end of their lives. It is something that I will always argue to be impossible. Well, it is possible in case of insanity, because even the biggest loners like me enjoy having friends that are genuine people with whom I can share some of my life's moments with, you know? And I really think friendships are a beautiful part of being human, because it happens with full will. Like, you meet a person at lunch break and that person is wearing a Gryffindor hoodie and you go like, oh, you're a Potter fan. And they're like, yes, you too. And that's it. You find yourself friends with this person. Like, no one forced you to. You did it because you like that person and it's nice being with them. So this is why I think that the things we do in life with no manual, no specific agenda or direct goal are really the best in us, because we put our heart into them. Like it or not, I was hurt when I saw my high school friend that started to hang out with other girls because, oh well, they listened to the same Korean bands and have these posters and Facebook fan pages of them. I was not hurt because I needed her, but because I put my heart into that friendship, you know? But I got over it after, don't worry. But then, friendships as adults tend to be far more complicated than this. Unfortunately, now we don't just catch our friend entering the class halls and have a big bright smile, and before knowing it, we just made 20 different plans for a Friday night. And here I feel like the effortless, easygoing part of human friendships sadly disappear as we grow old. And yes, that makes people sad, even if they don't admit it. Because as we grow and we start having different occupations in life and the hectic life flow starts to rise, creating and maintaining friendships take much more effort and actual dedication. And when you go into life not admitting this fact here, that's when you fail to have any meaningful friendships. Because it is a scientific and a human fact of getting older that your backstory gets bigger as well. And what is your backstory? Like, imagine when you were 7 years old, your backstory was a little novel. And now it is a bloody encyclopedia, you know? So before, it was really easy for us to get to know a person and understand their backstory because there wasn't much going on. But now it takes time and effort to truly listen and comprehend what's going on in each other's life and get to know the whole aspects of someone's backstory. Like, it's, we have a lot of noise going on, so only someone that's willing to spend time listening and getting to know you and your plot line will become a close friend to us. And another thing that develops with us as we grow is self-awareness. But don't get me wrong, like, I always argue that self-awareness is one of the best things that could happen to a human being. It's positive most of the time and it helps. But in a situation of meeting new people and creating new friendships, it invokes a red signal of lack of trust and fear of vulnerability. And these two things here are very big common players that will pop up in our lives very often to shake things up and throw us back into our comfort zone. And you know why? It's because when we grow up, our sense of awareness grows significantly big as well. You don't find it as easy as it was to trust people now and to tell them about your fears and embarrassing moments or the secrets of your sexual life or whatever, because you fear judgment more than ever. So one of the most beautiful, naive things about being younger was that we could literally run to our best friend and tell them the most intimate, embarrassing things without a second thought. Like, I remember I had a poor friend in high school. She had to listen to me asking and rambling about the most, like, awkward personal things ever. Like, I would go to her and ask her about, how much does a kiss in real life takes? How much time does it take? And what if I don't like the guy? And what if I need to get away and escape and run? Like, what should I do? And she would just kindly listen to me and she would answer me, you know? And I would have no shame, absolutely no shame, of coming again the next day with a bunch of other personal weird questions. And that was one nice aspect of being younger. But friendships now, as adults, we fear judgment because we're supposed to be this higher, sophisticated, developed version of ourselves. So our readiness to be open and vulnerable with someone really becomes smaller and smaller as we tend to create a shit of a monster of our fears of being rejected and seen as weird or seen as not good enough or not being seen at all. And here I remember a quote of Brené Brown that goes like, "Vulnerability sounds like truth and feels like courage. truth and courage aren't easy, but they're not weakness. So, and I left purposely the most, what I think the most common reason behind why making friendships as adults feels plain hard, which is time or lack of time, because it is no news for any of us that we find ourselves in this position of less time as our responsibilities grow. And that makes it hard to have quality moments with a friend, even if you want to, you know. Yet, I really need to make a big clarification around this, because I feel like most people take this thing here as a back pocket excuse and throw it every time when they're asked about why their friendship with X and Y has fallen off. Because as much as it's true that we do dispose of less time to hang out and make plans whenever as we grow, it is equally a big bullshit lie we feed to ourselves as an excuse to not making time for important friendships in our life. And I've heard and seen so many people taking this excuse as a belief, like a strong belief. They would say, oh, I really like people whom I don't have to text or call for weeks or even months, but our friendship won't be affected at all. Like, no, no, fuck off with this minimum effort approach. If I have a friend and they can't make a minute or two to pick up the phone, to check up or just joke around and actually make time to keep our ties together, then maybe they're just letting our friendship go by the wind and I deserve better. Everyone deserves better. So making life as an excuse of how we're all so busy, this here gets on the little nerves that I have, because people now seem to use it and reuse it and exploit it so wrongly. Sometimes when a friend keeps going weeks or months without checking up on you, it doesn't mean that they are living up a full life or they are too busy with the things we are all so busy with. It means simply your friend is not invested enough in you and you should find better. And it is sad to start identifying who is really putting visible efforts to be there for you and water the friendship, and who's just there because, well, you carry on the weight, or they are there just to have someone to hang out with when they feel like it. But it's also real eye-opening. And I might now sound like a character from the Breakfast Club, but really, life is really short to be spent with friends that don't feel like pure sunshine to our soul and make life easy for us. Because it is normal how people with strong human ties are happier, and they are also healthier and less likely to be depressed or die tomorrow, I don't know. Because loneliness can be as bad for your body as smoking a pack a day. And that's why friends are a mood booster and stress killers, and this is something we should strive for, even as busy, less trusting, fully occupied adults, you know. Because I feel like the feeling of generosity and love for a human that we choose, and the drive to connect with people is a force that runs through your life like a steamy underskin stream, and that's somehow necessary and beautiful at the same time. So another impactful reason behind why we as grown people we struggle to make and keep new friendships is because we are blind by our lack of a very important element, which is intentionality. We were used to friendships happening organically and naturally, that we don't realize it is not the same as adults. And I really believe this is why most people get frustrated and decide to stick to their shitty older friends with whom they don't even have that much compatibility with anymore, which is a sad general fact, because most people in our generation decide to just turn on Netflix and spend every eve alone at home. Like, you tend to increasingly forget about connecting with friends because you assume that they're doing okay and the friendship is perfect. So as a result, you don't check up on them, or mostly you wait for them to initiate the conversation or make plans. And this is a really bad, unhealthy practice, because you need to be as intentional in connecting with a friend as you are in business or goals and practical things. Because it doesn't go any other way, you know, unless superficial, unreliable friendships are what you want. So, what is exactly being intentional in making friends? Well, it revolves around many actions, but mainly it is making a clear decision about what you want from that friend and what sort of friendship you want to build, and setting an intention to pursue them and make them in your calendar or whatever, to spend time with them. And you know, it's mainly pursue the people you want to be friends with. You like someone, they look nice and friendly, and you want to be friends with them. Pursue the fuck out of it intentionally. I don't care how weird or preshy it sounds, but you should make it clear and actionable that you want to have them in your life, because those really nice, positive, lifting friendships as adults don't come as easy and as randomly as they did when we were young. So you have to pursue it like you do in romantic relationships, right? What's the worst thing that could happen? You get rejected or ditched, and that wouldn't be the end of your lifeline, don't worry. But the good thing that could happen is you get to go out, meet new people, you pause your toxic relationship with Netflix, your phone, and from being a maniac about productivity. You meet new people and ask for their contact informations, even while feeling awkward and vulnerable. Because the thing is, those conversations are likely to go much, much better than you fear, because we all have the tendency to think we are more likely to be rejected than we actually are. But hey, what if we don't?